Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You say it's too far-fetched if the guru computer is spitting out. Jonathan Kuminga may be using this first half to secure his Warrior tenure.
Or showcase himself.
Wow.
What if, let's go to Paul. Paul's in Pescadero. Wants to talk about the defense. What's up, Paul in Pescadero? That's another thing that's a little bit of a red flag.
What's going to happen here?
Yeah.
Is that they're going to basically have whoever's getting bored for reload threes, and whoever's playing defense is going to hit the floor. And it's just going to be a pressure cooker to see who can play defense and who can hit the floor.
I actually think you're right on the money. I think that's the way Kerr's going to go about this year. I think he's going to sacrifice offense for defense. Is that kind of what you're saying, Paul? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
But no, I... And that's the other thing. Steve Kerr's made a point to say, we've got to get better defensively. We have to. We have to be a top 10 defensive team. Well, that's not the best news for Kuminga to hear.
Man.
Quite frankly.
But he has all the gifts to be a top-tier defender, I believe, Steiny. I've seen him pick LeBron James up 94 feet.
Right,
I've seen it, and like I know that's not just it. You got to communicate all the help defense, all that stuff. But what's bothering me is you've been under the tutelage of one Draymond Green, arguably one of the best defenders to ever do it, and you hadn't picked anything up. And I can say this to myself: well, you criticized Dray for not being in his life on the road or taking him under his wing, but I'm almost like you see this guy every day in practice. It's not about communication. You see them play. And I'm just wondering, as they embark on an 82-game season, if what you just said to the caller's point about it's going to be a pressure cooker, are guys that are not named Steph Curry, Draymond, and Wiggins going to be able to perform to their maximum level, knowing it's almost like I got a tryout feel? Like if I go 1-for-8 for 3 and I'm playing good D and slow-mo's doing, like, that's what I don't like about coming into this Warrior season hearing there's openings.
Well, if Steve Kerr is leaning toward defense, how is Kuminga going to play ahead of Kyle Anderson? That's the other question I have.
Well, isn't he supposed to be a better all-around ball player? And who? I love Kuminga.
Then who?
Then Kyle Anderson?
He's better offensively than Anderson, for sure. But Anderson is a smart...
Oh, no doubt. I've seen
it.
Well,
that's the thing. I mean, I hate to... Like, I don't want to... Okay, Jonathan Kuminga can pick up LeBron full court. That's the only thing he can do defensively. He gets lost in the half court. He doesn't protect the rim. And
that was what if I say you're on fire?
You can't
but
get
what
better.
If that were the past? We hadn't seen what he's worked on. No, seriously, Stoney, and that's the benefit of the doubt. But if you're right in 2 months, then they really got a problem.
I'm just going on what Draymond Green says. And Draymond Green says Kuminga can't defend at the four.
Man, he did say it.
And so if he can't defend at the four, then he can only play the three. But it's not like he's a stopper at three. He's the kind of guy that you can put on a guy and say, just stick with him. He's probably going to do that as well as he does anything, but he's not a great defensive player. And what I'm reading into a lot of this is he's really bad at help defense.
Well, how much is the team at fault if that continues? How much is it? You know what I mean? It's the Luciano thing.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Well,
this is year four for Kuminga, and we're still talking about how come he doesn't rebound more? Well, maybe he worked on rebounding. How do you work on rebounding?
Wow.
It's all internal for the most part. 888-957-9570 is the number. I just ran down 11 players on this team, all of whom
scary
are pretty good. So what's your starting lineup for the Golden State Warriors? And then what's your finishing lineup? Is it going to be different? Who's going to be in the finishing lineup for the Golden State Warriors? And the other thing I'm hearing, too, is they are going to try to coax Wiggins in a way I don't think they've tried to coax him before. I think they are going to go out of their way to try to reestablish him. Yeah. And if they're doing that, that's another challenge that Kuminga's going to face if the Warriors start leaning to Wiggins because they think he's a better defensive player. Because he is. He's better defensively than Kuminga.
Yeah, and I'll just say this. Here I go. Guru, you going to the offensive side of the ball. What would you give me for this? I'm hearing Coach Kerr talk about they're going to be bombing threes.
Yeah.
If Looney's going to take more, and Wiggins talked about they want him to take a few more, and Kuminga, like, the Warriors are going to use the hell out of the three ball by committee, Stoney.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that either, but I don't see them as being a great three-point shooting team. But
negate the if you're small, the way the ball comes off the rim just on a miss, maybe that evens the playing field in regard to getting a rebound.
I mean,
just a thought, man.
We talked a lot last year about the Warriors being small. They're still small. They're still a small team.
I don't like the 11 dudes because I like them all. And the reality is, Stoney, you cannot disperse minutes to wherever. That doesn't work.
That's why, to me, they're poised to make a move at some point when it presents itself. Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Love the conversation. Yeah, I think the point for me is I wanted to get this out. Somebody's already said it, but after year four, and I was even saying this last year, and I'm going to put Moody in the category too. Through numerous coaches, through years of observation, year four, they still don't know who this guy is. Man. That's the biggest red flag for me, guys. I mean, after year four, if you're telling me this guy is untouchable, and I don't necessarily believe that, I think that's kind of PR. I'd love to hear, Steiny and Guru, I would love to know what teams really value Kuminga. And it appears as though Danny Ainge wasn't one of them. I think we can say that. I don't know if the Clippers really wanted Kuminga. Yeah, they would do the deal for the trade. But I'd like to know, give me the teams, give me four or five teams, Guru, that you are sold on that would absolutely want Kuminga and would pay him max money. I think that's what we have to start thinking about. And I put Moody in the same category. Everybody every year talks about Moody and he's ready. Well, he has to stay ready because the coaches don't think he's ready to put out there every night. I think you have to look at the long term. Who can we have on the team that you can pencil in every night, guys? And if the guy from Santa Clara is viewed more highly than you are after year one, that's a testimonial
No doubt about it.
Kuminga. So I think we can run around all day and talk about talent. And listen, in the NBA, there's a lot of guys with talent, Scotty. You know that. So we got to stop talking about just talent. Can you pencil this guy in every night? And do we know what we're going to get from? And the last thing I wanted to say, Steiny, going back to the old days, you know, we sort of take for granted how good the older players were fundamentally. And I go back to a guy that you guys probably forgot about that grew up in my hometown, D.C., but Adrian Dantley.
I mean, AD.
Adrian Dantley was undersized, but a fundamentally sound guy out of DeMatha High. Morgan Wooten was a great coach. You guys know that in high school. Pete Corral kind of guy. Point is those guys were fundamentally sound. I think a lot of these guys coming out, these kids coming out now, yeah, they got talent, but are they fundamentally sound? I would think the answer is probably no. And that's why you're seeing the struggle with some of these guys that after year four, again, final thing, we still don't know what Kuminga is, guys. I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
And Steiny, the first team that came to my mind about a team that would covet Jonathan Kuminga, it's a team that's not ready to win. The Detroit Pistons. It's a team that could take the lumps and growing pains. Maggie Seaver. It's that type of team. Not a team that's the Miami Heat that are vying for a chip. Maybe San Antonio. He could grow with Chris Paul and our guy. I don't know, but I just for that blew me away this summer that Pods was untouchable and maybe like he was ahead of Kuminga. And I think that's truth.
Well, he's ahead of Kuminga because there's an opening in the backcourt that there's not in the front court. Or they have more competition in the front court than they do in the backcourt.
But what about his IQ being higher after year one and Kuminga's had the head start? I'm not saying you're wrong, but those are like...
You're going to hate my answer. Potts has been playing basketball longer than Kuminga. Right. He just has. He's got more of a feel for the game. And that's the other thing that I heard Draymond Green say. Draymond Green said, I can play 4 and 5 because when I was growing up, I played against guys who were bigger and stronger than me. And I learned when I was a kid how to defend the interior. Like, that's the thing about Kuminga. We all think that you can just snap your fingers and be a finished product. He doesn't have the basketball foundation that most guys coming into the league have. It's not his fault. He picked up the game a little later.
But it may start to hurt him or impact him financially when the team that you're currently on, I believe, wants nothing more than to break you off that bread. But now they got trepidation because in a crazy way, Steiny, for whatever the reason is, and I get what you're saying, he ain't been playing long, you haven't held up your end of the bar. You have not grown.
Yeah. You know, I feel like Kuminga should know what to do by now. I do feel like he should know what he's got to try to do at least right now, because this is his fourth year in the league.
But that soundbite from him yesterday did not give me clarity in regard to he knows what time it is. He was like, it almost doesn't even matter. You could put me anywhere. No, Jay.
Yeah, you can put him anywhere, but it's about the team and how much he's contributing to the team. But 888-957-9570 is the number. It's coming to a head, I think, with Jonathan Kuminga. They've got 3 weeks to extend him. If they don't, he's going to head into the year with one more year left in his deal. The Warriors are still going to have his rights. And that's the other thing I think we got to factor in here. What if he doesn't get that extension? Will that impact the way he approaches the year? I don't know. What are we going to do this year with Kuminga, everybody? What do you want the Warriors to do with Kuminga?
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.